Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What if the Obama administration was concerned about the millions of dollars worth of deals? We now find there was more than one deal between Biden family members and Ukraine entities. What if the Obama administration, Lee, was so concerned that they put it in writing? What about that? Like, do you think that would have been scandalous if we were to find that out, that Obama was concerned?
I think so, but I get a feeling you're going to tell me that actually happened.
Yes, it did. Broke on Laura Ingraham last night. In fact, the New York Times was investigating it because there was correspondence. Now, we already know about some of the correspondence. We already know about Burisma literally just blatantly writing in emails and phone calls to the State Department saying, hey, listen, you know, our main guy, our oligarch there, he's about to go down in a criminal investigation. Like, and by the way, you know, Hunter's on the board. Could you do something about that? So they asked for help. I mean, they asked for it in writing. And the help they were asking for was, you know, not lifting barrels of oil. They were asking for an end to the criminal investigation. They figured, I mean, from their point of view, you could apparently call the State Department for that kind of thing and just get your criminal investigation called off. And so we have that in writing, right? So we know the Obama administration was concerned about it. We also know because a couple of the witnesses that testified, remember, who were anti-Trump said, yeah, but, you know, we were concerned about all the Biden corruption.
Yeah.
That we're not allowed to talk about because Joe's running. And I wish they'd apply that rule to Trump. Wouldn't that make everything so much easier?
Well, it would have negated the whole beginning of the whole Russian corruption collusion probe. Because if you can't investigate an opposition party because they're running for office against you, then they couldn't have investigated Trump, even though there was nothing to investigate, and they made up whatever evidence they had to begin with.
And all you'd have to do is just switch your party affiliation to Democrat and run for some office somewhere.
Right.
Dog catcher, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't be investigated. I mean, it would be awesome. The people run for office forever. They just find a new office and keep running to escape their crimes and stuff. So, but yeah, apparently the New York Times had actually begun working on an article on this. They never published. But there was actual correspondence in the Obama administration about, you know, concern about the fact that Joe was shaking down these, you know, these countries, Joe and his brothers and Hunter. And they were profiting wildly in industries they had no experience in. They were getting, you know, $1 million to $1 billion contracts. So this is like, this is in writing.
So the New York Times actually was working on the story, we find out, but did not air it.
Yeah.
Now, didn't we recently have a situation where the media was calling out Fox News for stories that they were doing on the Trump administration but didn't publish?
Yes, but see, Trump's a Republican, though.
Yeah, that's it.
So
different rules apply.
Different rules apply.
Two-tiered justice system.
Yes, two-tiered justice system. Yeah, so that's what's going on with that. What's got your goat today, Lee?
There's a couple of things that are out here. One of the things I was noticing in, there's a story out of Columbia that a black South Carolina elected official who considers herself a conservative Democrat, which we all know there is
no such thing,
is switching her allegiance from Joe Biden to Bernie Sanders in the state's first in the South presidential primary.
Huh.
Dolly Myers told the Associated Press Wednesday that she viewed the former vice president, quote, as a compromise choice. Myers said she's switching her allegiance in part because she values what she sees as Sanders' strength in being able to go toe-to-toe with President Donald Trump in the general election. Biden, of course, has had deep support in the state, especially among African-American voters. But as you have been pointing out, there is being increasing scrutiny of Joe Biden's racist past.
It's so stunning when you look at the racism in his past. I mean, my favorite is the Fox News article from the other day. I mean, this is a guy, again, who eulogized 15 years ago, Strom Thurmond, didn't just attend the funeral. He gave the eulogy. And Strom Thurmond, a very strong supporter of segregation of the racist.
For a time.
Races, fought for
a time, yeah.
Yeah, for a time. Okay, but, you know, it's not like he's a Ku Klux Klan member or anything. It's not like that, right? Like, you mean like the other guy Joe Biden gave the eulogy for? I mean, 10 years ago, the guy was giving the eulogy at the funeral of a Ku Klux Klan leadership member, and the media doesn't care. And what that shows you is that, all that racism stuff they sling, it's just to hurt people they disagree with. It's to tar them. They don't actually care about racism. Because if they did, they would have taken Joe out at the knees.
I wonder if all those places then that Robert Byrd's name on, have if those have been removed in his state there. Because,
I don't know.
You know, there's all the move to take down any Confederate statues. Well, here's the guy that was actually a leader in the KKK and a Democrat senator. I wonder if all those places that are named after him, because there were literally hundreds of highways and buildings and federal things that were named after him, even while he was still alive. I wonder if those have been removed.
I have no idea. I mean, I don't know. But I mean, the Democrats don't seem to care about overt racism when it's on their side.
No.
I mean, you want to talk about, like, if you could select the most racist living senator by his, you know, by his history, by his record, it would be Biden. I mean, again, I can't even think of another living segregationist, you know, who served in Congress right now. Maybe there's somebody I'm missing. He's the only one. He's like a dinosaur. You know, and then the Columbia newspaper, the state right here in South Carolina, publishes an editorial by op-ed by a black woman pointing out, you know, we've got all of Biden's letters. They had pro-segregation pieces of legislation, and the letters are Joe writing to other senators, both Republican and Democrat, trying to build support for segregation. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you imagine if just one letter was discovered by Donald Trump dating back to, I don't know, 1962 or something, in which he'd written that he supported segregation of the races? Can you imagine the absolute storm that would create?
Yeah, it would be over.
It would be over. The hysteria, he wouldn't be supportable. Well, we have letters like that written by Joe. And this is the guy they tell us is, you know, he's a front runner. He's the one everyone can stomach. I mean, so if you're willing to back a racist like that, I just don't care to hear anything you have to say about Donald Trump.
Well, I just,
who has nothing like that in his background.
I just think it's going to get real interesting when it comes time for these primaries, for the Iowa caucus, or as Rush likes to say, the Hawkeye, which I think that's a brilliant phrase. But anyway, it's going to get real interesting to see how this divides out. And I still think that there's a very good chance that we could see a brokered convention for the Democrats where there's not going to be a first vote winner, and they're going to have to, you know, hit the convention floor and start making deals.
You know, I keep saying this, and people think argue with me. I want to run against Joe.
Yeah.
I do. I want to run against Joe, because you know what I would do? And no Republican would dare to do this, because Republicans are idiots, except for Trump. You know what I want to do? I want to run against Joe, and I want to see the ads that Trump runs to depress the black turnout. I want to see the ads that Trump, you know, for Joe. Yeah. I want to see the ads Trump runs on black radio, because I would take this. I would take I'd get a black Democrat to voice it, maybe the one who supported Bernie, mm-hmm. The woman who wrote the Columbia editorial, and just start running ads on television just with Joe's actual racist background. We can start. I mean, Robert Byrd was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
We could start with some of that eulogy, and then we'll go with the pro-segregation letters he wrote to other senators trying to get them to support the legislation. Just run it again and again and again and again. That's part of the reason I want to run against Joe. I want to show African Americans the history, the legacy of this party that brutalized black people since before the Civil War, has never really stopped, and now they want you to vote for a segregationist.
Was it a congressman or senator who showed up at Strom Thurmond's like 100th or 99th birthday party or something or other, and basically just showed up and said something nice about him, and he had to resign? I forgot who was it. It wasn't Dick Armey.
Was it a Republican?
Yes, a Republican.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Exactly.
But Joe can run. Yeah, I remember that. And I don't remember who it was, but I remember the kerfuffle.
I'm sure someone will text us here shortly and let us know.
Yeah.
My memory
somebody will Google
me at
it.
This point.
I can't really Google on the air because the typing sounds weird. But
anyway.
Okay. Yeah. So a lot of people texting in about the show and, you know, in general. And this idea that did you hear this? Airbnb is now assigning Chinese style social credit scores, and they're one of many tech companies doing it, where they literally keep a secret score on you, and it's based in part on what you say online. I wonder what Joe Biden's score is. What do you think it is?
Somehow, I don't think that he is getting any negative reviews.
Text to right
side. Not yet.
See, but you know what? Trump is the kind of Republican who would tar him with this.
Yeah.
They should, if they had any sense, which they don't, which they didn't. Romney had any sense, which he didn't.
Oh, gosh.
You know what they would have done? They would have put that stuff out when Joe and Obama ran.
Yep.
McCain would have, too. I would blanket Black Radio with it and tell them the truth about who Joe really is.
Yep.
But Joe's just, he just skates. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And here are your tweets sent to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texts sent to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Texter writes, it was Trent Lott at Robert Byrd's birthday party. Now, the texter writes, just a theory. The Dems know that Biden will be called to the... And Biden is still at the top. Maybe this is the Democrats' only way to get rid of Sleepy Joe. No, you know what I think this is about? I think it's in part to cover up for Sleepy Joe, but don't forget what's coming in the spring. This is what this is all about. That's the ETA, estimated time of arrival. Bill Barr says... that his investigation will conclude and the results will be made public. And this is the big deep state one. Don't forget, a federal grand jury has already been impaneled in that, which means they're pursuing criminal charges. They know this is coming in the summer. They know it will be an utter disaster for them. And so they have got to muddy and bloody up Trump as much as they can before that with fake stuff. And, you know, if you're wondering, you know, everything I've described over the last couple of days about how fake and slapdash this impeachment is, that they're not even using real laws. They're making up stuff like, you know, obstruction of Congress, abuse of power. Those things aren't illegal. They're not even in the federal statutes. You can't impeach anyone for them. I mean, it's sloppy. It's already cost them in the polls. So why are they doing it? It's because they've got to muddy Trump up so that when Bill Barr comes out, they can say to their followers, and they're hoping some people in the middle whose votes might swing either way, oh, Trump's just sending Barr after us with felony charges because, it's, you know, he's just trying to cover his own crimes. And, you know, look at him. He's impeached. He's been impeached for crimes. He and Barr don't have the credibility to come after us. Don't forget, that's why all this is happening. So if it looks slapdash and desperate, more slapdash and desperate than the Democrats typically churn out, that's why. Text writes, hey, Tara, limerick alert, limerick alert. There's a lesson that Bernie must learn. When it's Hillary or Joe Biden's turn, they'll torch your campaign, so get used to the pain. Hey, Bernie, are you feeling the burn? Text writes, will that guy, A.T. Smith, who ran for sheriff, be residing in Greenville, or is he on his way back to Maryland? I don't know. Interesting question, though. I suspect he'll be like Kaiser Sose. You know, remember how at the end, Usual Suspects just fades into the crowd, the limp disappears? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Texter writes, morning, Tara Strom Thurmond. The only Democrat segregationist to renounce it and become a Republican was praised by Trent Lott, who was kicked out of Congress. Shalom, y'all. Why didn't Biden have to resign? I don't know. Texter writes, just a theory. The Dems know that Biden will be called to the stand. Biden is still at the top. Maybe this is the Dems' only way to get rid of Sleepy Joe. I just read that one. No, I don't think so. I think that the only thing that they could use was this Ukraine thing because there's literally no Trump corruption. And they are willing to do anything to divert and distract and discredit from what Bill Barr is digging into. See, I knew I'd get this text. The average citizen does not give two blanks about Airbnb, nor have they or will they stay in what you're missing a point. You can't be like, well, I've been depersoned because I have the wrong views, but I don't care about Airbnb. Do it to me. All right. Well, go ahead and try to check into a Best Western. You let me know how that works. It'll be industry wide. They do it. If one company is allowed to do it, to discriminate that way based on politics, it will go industry wide. You're going to find yourself unable to get on a bus, check into a hotel. I'm telling you. That's what's so scary about this, that these social media companies are now assigning scores to people and that companies like Airbnb are using them, and that those scores are based not just on your credit, whether you pay your bills, but on, you know, what you think politically. Texter writes, Tara, I am trying to get through with you with these texts. I have really been trying to tell you as Sanders is going to end up going against Trump, and we need to switch and get prepared for that. Biden is toast. We'll see once the voting starts. Yeah, there's competing polls this morning. One of them showing Bernie in the lead, significantly, but the other one showing Biden in the lead significantly. Nobody knows. Texter writes, hey, Tara, you're only racist if you're a Republican. Also, remember, facts from a Republican are lies, and lies from a Democrat are facts. Just ask Uncle Joe. Well, that was brilliant. Texter writes, everybody that listens to your show knows what type of people we are dealing with when it comes to Democrats and Joe Biden. I don't care about him. Let's discuss some other issues. And we have. Texter writes, a conservative Democrat isn't switching from Biden to Sanders, a move to the left, not to the right. Yeah. Texter writes, why isn't the New York Times looking into Biden and Obama for these shady multimillion dollar deals? Seems suspicious. I think they're turning on Biden in favor of Bernie. I don't think so. They still think that he's got the best chance to win. They're going to back him no matter what he does. He could get, short of him walking around in a grand wizard cap, and maybe even then they'll back Joe. Oh, it looks like a KKK hood, but actually it's part of his Halloween costume. Nothing to see here. Let's move along. Texter writes, as an ex-broadcaster, I feel your pain. Out of sync computers pull the curtain to reveal the wizard. Yes, they do. And then the wizard slaps you across the face. Hate that. Texter writes, I switched from Airbnb to VRBO when the Uber lefties at Airbnb stopped renting out properties in Israel. Maybe the squad is on their board. Yeah, thing with VRBO, I swear their properties are more expensive, but whatever. Texter writes, just wait until they plant the chip in you. Then you won't even get to eat if your score is low. Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes in China. Because that's where they're going. Texter writes, hey, Terry, you did a great job with Tommy Smith. Thank you. The last sentence, especially of your interview, if you win the sheriff's race, I hope you run the office better than your campaign. Ha, 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 ha. Did I say that? He got me really exercised. Texter writes, was it Mark Twain that said he refused to be a member of any group that would have him? I don't know, but it sounds good. Texter writes, wow, if only we had a president who'd fight against tech Big Brother instead of shielding them from EU taxes. Yeah, can't argue with you on that one. And unfortunately, the USMC legislation only made that worse. Wish that part had been removed. Texter writes, I'd rather know that my house is being rented out to someone who has a strong credit score and track record over social media BS. Yeah, me too. Now the texter writes, Walder friend here, so if I'm buying gun parts and ammo online, my score will hit the bottom rate. Yes. So as we learned this weekend in Virginia, if you are a gun enthusiast, gun owner, or someone who believes in your Second Amendment rights, you are racist. Why, you ask? I have no idea. Ask the crew at CBS. They'll explain it to you. Text writes, hey, Tara, this impeachment is like the Imperial's new clothes. Conservative pain. Yes. And finally, Texter writes, This is their answer to you saying don't quit. They want us off Facebook. They want us to say, well, you can't judge me. They want us to give up. They want screaming in the streets. They will get it if they continue in this rate. Texter writes, also, Tara, kale is as healthy for you as collard greens. No, I wasn't saying it was healthy. I was saying it was nasty. Now I'm going to make the kale people loud. I have the kale people mad. I'm going to lose that contingent of my ratings. All right, I better stop while I'm ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, Boris from the UK, you know?
No, yeah. That Boris dude, Johnson.
Yes, Boris Johnson. He's the prime minister, just announced that the UK has crossed the Brexit finish line.
All right.
Very exciting.
So they're actually doing what they said they were going to do and following the will of the British people.
Yeah, crazy, I know.
After right? after they voted three separate occasions to tell them, yes, we want Brexit, yes, we want Brexit, yes, we want Brexit. And then the MPs, the members of Parliament, kept saying, no, that's not what you want.
It's really amazing when you look at this and you realize what a change this Donald Trump's, not just election, but appearing on the scene has wrought. I mean, we were on the verge of entering into Obama trade, which is a near identical deal to the one that created the EU, which was only ever supposed to regulate trade. But then it became about free speech and it became an umbrella government. And ours was nearly identical. It was absolutely terrifying, gave away pretty much all of Congress's power and authority over trade. One of the most formidable powers it has, besides the ability to make war, to an unelected body of foreign bureaucrats from other countries. And it also gave them, again, remember, the ability to just change the constitution of their group at will and vote themselves more power. So there was nothing they couldn't do. They just do whatever they want. And, I'll never forget Trey Gowdy calling here to assure me this was a great idea. Yeah. And that's how accepted this was. I mean, Tim Scott voted for it. Everybody thought it was. I mean, this was on the Republican side. This idea that, well, if you're not willing to go to international government, then, you're just not keeping up with the times. There's no other way we can do trade deals. We're going to get left behind. I'll never forget Trey Gowdy telling me that. And Trump's proving that wrong every day. But the whole idea that these deals were bad and you could leave them and you should leave them and you should be independent again as a country, that was a radical idea before Trump ever brought it up.
And we just got this. Fox Business News just put this out. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says a trade deal with Europe, which President Trump has long accused of treating the U.S. unfairly in international trade, is possible this year. He says they have the desire to make a deal with us. He told Maria Bartiromo that this morning. He said, frankly, I've seen a little bit of a sense of panic among some of the Europeans because they know that with us solidifying both the USMCA and China Phase 1, we're in a much stronger negotiating position than we've ever been in. It's Wilbur Ross, Commerce Secretary.
Yeah, well, and you know, that's because, you know, at Davos, Trump was just sitting there openly threatening the UK with auto tariffs and other tariffs. This is actually meant to play this the other day.
Italy and Britain could face U.S. levies if they now proceed with a proposed tax on American tech companies. And the president also floating the idea now of strong economic sanctions if the U.S. and the EU can't strike a new trade deal.
Are you planning on imposing auto tariffs on imports from Europe?
We expect to be able to make a deal with Europe, and if they don't make a deal, we'll certainly give that very strong consideration. We've been treated very badly as a country for many, many years on trade. If they're fair, we're not going to have a problem.
And see, once again, this is Trump reacting to something that Europe and these other trading partners have been doing to us for years.
We didn't do it.
This is not Trump taking the first shot.
No.
This is Trump standing up for this country. America first. We're going to be concerned about American industries, American workers, the American economy, as each of those nations should. They should be concerned about their own economy. And if you've got a situation where these countries are putting high tariffs on American products and services and expect nothing from us, it's not going to happen anymore with Donald Trump.
And you know where a lot of that originated from? This was the stupid thing that we had in America before. One of the ways that we helped Europe recover from World War II was that we literally allowed this.
Yeah.
We allowed them to, they weren't using tariffs, but they were. It was the same idea to use to block our goods, to protect their goods in their markets so that that they could recover financially and
right.
be protected from American competition, which they know how could compete with. Well, we left, Wilbur Ross, his trade secretary, did
right.
a great, great speech on that, how we just left those in place for yeah. no logical reason, and that the Europeans have taken that, and particularly France and Germany, and built upon it as if they're still recovering from World War II
yeah.
at our expense.
Right.
And they have levies, taxes. And one of the things they'd begun to do was what the Chinese do, which is subsidize their goods below the cost to make them. The governments were doing it and weaponizing them against our industry because, hey, why not? And Trump's like, no, no way. Well, now that he's proven he means business, the Europeans are like, yes, sir, whatever you say, sir.
Yeah.
Because they know he'll do it. They know the Congress will do it. And I mean, he did this. He had to drag Republicans and Democrats kicking and screaming to just stand up for American manufacturers who are being treated badly.
If there are no consequences that are possible, you have no negotiating power. That was the whole problem with the Obama administration, whether it was trade or whether it was military issues. Everybody knew they weren't going to do anything. They weren't going to do anything from a trade standpoint. They weren't going to do anything from a military standpoint. I mean, look at the complete utter failure of the Obama administration in Syria. Draw a red line. Chemical weapons, can't have that. Chemical weapons used. Crickets from the Obama administration. Chemical weapons used. Crickets from the Obama administration. Chemical weapons used a third time. Crickets. Nothing happened. What happened the first time that when Donald Trump was president? One of the first military actions he took, cruise missile strike.
Yeah. And you know what else it is, too? You know what's really interesting with all this, with the Europeans going, okay. Yeah, sure. No, whatever you want. Let's negotiate a trade deal. What did the Democrats and a lot of the Republicans tell us? We're gonna. Trump can't do that to Europe. He'll alienate our allies. He'll get mad at us. And you and I both sat there and went, so?
Yeah.
And then what? Nobody ever said, and then what? Well, guess what? Are they mad at us? They may be privately,
yeah,
but they're capitulating.
Happy, but
has it affected our relationship in any way that affects us as Americans on a day-to-day basis? No. That didn't happen. Did anything terrible take place by simply saying, hey, excuse me, this deal is really unfair. You're kneecapping our manufacturers. Could we have a better one? I mean, did anything bad come of that, as everyone predicted? No. And what are we getting right now? Without complaint, the Europeans are knuckling under.
Mm-hmm.
We are winning. Where I ask every day this now, where's the disaster?
Yeah.
Where is the horrible thing that nobody could articulate that was supposed to befall us if Trump dared to point out and to challenge our trading partners in Europe on the way they do, deals and how unfair it is to us? What terrible thing would happen?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, let's look at the consequences. Let's say we have record stock market numbers. We have record unemployment. We have money coming into the Treasury. Gosh, I don't see the bad consequences. They're just not happening.
Yeah, well, the only bad thing that has happened is that Macron snickered at Trump behind his back because he wouldn't dare do it at the microphone. He doesn't have the stones for that.
Yeah.
So Macron snickered a little at Trump, and media made the most of that. See, he's laughing at us. Well, he doesn't dare do it to our face,
yeah,
does he?
Yeah.
That's progress. And now what are they doing? Stepping up to cut a trade deal? They want one? Oh, okay. That looks like winning, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And are they still our allies? Yes. Has anything really changed? No. Other than, maybe our industry getting a fairer deal. So everything that they screamed about and predictedly and whined and cried and gnashed their teeth about, not coming true.
Nope.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, just for kicks, I thought I'd replay this. It's a whopping 3 weeks old now. You want to hear this?
Sure.
This is the media telling you, as if it were fact, what's going to happen next.
We need to presume that we are now at war with Iran. I don't say that lightly.
You know, it's an act of war. There's really no other way to look at it.
A brand new war run by this corrupt and curious president, that is the ultimate fear.
We've entered into a hot war with Iran. Donald Trump simply politically is not in a position to not be able to escalate from here.
Yeah, so how about that World War III? How's that going?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Hadn't seen it. No mushroom clouds yet.
Oddly. Yeah, did you notice Iran actually had to reduce the price on Trump's head from, like, what? Was it $80 million down to $3 million? So no. Times are tough there. But yeah, I mean, so where's the war? There's a lot of war. There's going to be a war. I mean, they were so convinced they were going to be drafted, the anti-war marchers.
Oh, yeah.
We're having, like, marches, big ones, thousands of people in L.A., hope they didn't pay too much for that anti-war t-shirt. It's not going to age well.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Text writes, Tara, what do you think about Hillary's recent attacks on Sanders? Hillary wouldn't attack Sanders when Chris Matthews directed her to do it in her campaign. I don't know. She's just slinging mud. Text writes, hey, Tara, remember that Trump dropped the Moab bomb on ISIS in January 2017. Yeah, you know, it's funny. We haven't heard much from ISIS lately, have we? Because, like, by now, remember, they were going to overrun the north of Syria and there was supposed to be genocide. Remember, that was scheduled. It was scheduled for right around the same time the recession was beginning to begin, was supposed to begin. Yeah. But all that was supposed to, of course, happen before World War III with Iran. And after World War III with North Korea. Have they gotten anything right? Can you think of anything they have predicted? And I don't mean just one pundit offhand. I mean, like, seriously, with all the media singing together in a chorus since Trump took office, that's happened. And I ask that of my trolls, honestly. I'm not picking on you. The ones who whatever their latest talking point is about, you know, how we're all going to die today. Has any of it ever come true? I just played the World War III montage. You know what's funny? My daughter, one of the things we do back and forth is we exchange memes. You know what memes are, right? There's like one shot and it's got writing on it, funny memes. And the one she's been sending lately, a lot of them are on World War III, you know, with Iran. And they're funny. They're not political. They're like, you know, people her age making memes about, like, you know, when they get drafted and all, how they're going to fight because they really, you know, they don't know their way through the world, you know, once they put the video game unit, you know, controller down, they don't know what to do. And stuff along that line is funny. And all those memes began circulating around the time they were predicting World War III, and everybody's, you know, freaking out and they have to be drafted. And it's a big joke about, you know, like, I'm too fat to go to Iran and stuff. So, I mean, these kids actually thought they were going to Iran, these teenagers. They were going to get drafted and it was going to be bad. And literally, the memes have barely been posted when we're on to the new thing. So I can't wait to see what they come up with next, what the new calamity is going to be. Texter writes, Tara, as your show promo states, the framers of our Constitution wrote it so that a president could and should obstruct Congress. It's called a veto. Now, don't laugh. Don't laugh. Wait for the, no, wait till we get a president impeached by the Democrats for a veto. Wait for that. No. They will be able to trump up some legal experts who will look and sound very intelligent while he explains how vetoing something is, in fact, an impeachable offense. Just wait for, I mean, the sky's the limit with these people. Text to right, say, Tara, before you get off the air, would you remind everyone that put out their signs for sheriff to please pick them back up and not leave them out? Thank you. Text to right, Tara, Trump was not a Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative. He was and is the America First Party, common sense, end of story. You know what's interesting about that? I keep meaning to get on this because I've got a real good monologue in me that I keep meaning to do. That, you know, it drives me insane when they call what Trump is doing populism, because it's just not. Populism is what the Democrats proposed for years when they wanted to tariff all competition to certain industries that wrote them big checks. That's populism. That's not what Trump's doing. And when you hear tariffs, Trump is using, and this is what's so fascinating, Trump is using tariffs in exactly the way that our founding fathers intended. Was that my opinion? No. It's fact. The source of funding for the federal government at the time of the founding, when the Constitution was put down in writing, was tariffs. Levies on foreign goods. That was what was supposed to fund the Treasury. There was no income tax. Wasn't an income tax till, we added an amendment for that in the early 1900s. So Trump is truly operating our foreign policy as the founders intended. Now, do they want as many boots on the ground as we've got right now? I doubt it. They also didn't know about nuclear weapons either, so you got to pay some attention to some other places of the world that aren't right here. But Trump inherited a lot of those boots and can't seem to shake them in terms of, just bringing them home and not leaving them there. But when you watch how he has successfully used tariffs, if I could sit down with Trump just one more time, and I interviewed him once before, I would ask him, this philosophy of yours is exactly the economic philosophy of the founders. Where did you get it? Did you learn it through history? Are you a fan of the founders? Think about it. We've all forgotten this stuff because it's just not taught in school. We've forgotten this stuff to the point when Trump came along advocating it, we didn't even know what to call it. I mean, we're so screwed up on tariffs, even as conservatives, that we called him a populist and said he was acting like a Democrat. No, he's acting like a founder. If we just look back in our history.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.